There is no question that for anybody that does what I do here, anybody that's in political commentary, right, left, or center, certainly conservative commentary, owes a debt to Rush Limbaugh. There's no question about that. Anybody that's in this line of work owes a debt to Rush Limbaugh. I remember the first time I heard Rush. I was living in Bozeman, Montana, going to college there. 1988, maybe 1989. Working at a local radio station, WMMS, The Moose. And I heard this guy on the radio and found him fascinating, found him riveting. And I said something to the station manager, younger guy, who was it? Ah, it's Rush Limbaugh. That guy's terrible. I can't stand him. Really? And from that point forward, I thought, well, you don't like him, but I think he's all right. And I'm not a daily Rush listener, but yesterday, I happened to have the radio on. I was driving to pick up my daughter from work, from school. And I was listening to the last 15 minutes of the program driving in. And all of a sudden, you could tell that there was something going on because Rush is building up to this conversation he's going to have, saying it's a very difficult day for me. I had to break the news to my staff. And I thought, well, this is really going to be serious. And it was. Rush Limbaugh said this, this has been one of the most difficult days in recent memory for me. I've known for a while that it was coming. Because Rush Limbaugh announced to the world yesterday he has advanced lung cancer. He didn't say how widespread or if it had metastasized or what the situation is immediately. But it's a very sobering moment because as a cancer survivor myself, somebody who's been through that to some extent, not to the extent that Rush Limbaugh is going to go through it, I know what that feels like to be in a room and have a doctor tell you you have cancer. I was 17 years old when I had that happen. I know how crushing that can be. And even for Rush Limbaugh, who has more money than most people will ever need, it doesn't mean anything when you're told you have cancer, advanced lung cancer. Now, Rush Limbaugh on his program for years has talked about his formerly nicotine-stained fingers. Hasn't smoked in years, but did smoke cigars some. Don't know where the lung cancer came from. Was it from when he smoked as a young man? Possibly. Did it come at a later time from cigars? I don't know if we know that. I don't know if that matters, but Rush Limbaugh was a guy who has been vilified by the left, has made some mistakes on the air for which he had to apologize, lost advertisers on occasion, but all the way through has been a guy that has blazed a trail for the rest of us. He went places that radio hadn't been before. If I had been smart, I might have gotten into talk radio in 1988 or 89. Maybe that would have been the smartest thing possible. I came a bit later and greatly enjoy what we do here. But again, it's because of Rush Limbaugh that we have the opportunity. Nobody went through like an icebreaker like Rush did, sending shockwaves through not only the talk radio world yesterday, but politics in general. I'd like you to hear for yourself. If you missed it, I've got it for you. It's bite number 11. Bite number 11 from Rush Limbaugh making his announcement yesterday that I happened to catch live and I found shocking, to say the least. Bite 11. Go. All right. Apparently that's not in yet. Well, at any rate, we'll get to that later. And we'll pick that conversation up. But again, Rush Limbaugh, the guy that broke the ground for all of us, the guy that set the path for all of us to be here to have these conversations with you, and is been a persistent thorn in the side of liberals and Democrats. I remember in the Clinton years there when I was in Montana, it was America held hostage. You remember that? America held hostage, day 404, whatever it was. Anyhow, we wish him well. He won't be on the air this week. He said he will be back on the programs as it's possible, as his health allows. We don't know how often that'll be, but we wish him well. Again, all the money in the world doesn't matter if you have a diagnosis like that. All right, so coming up after the top of the hour, Stephen Moore will be here, advisor to the president, economic advisor. Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee national spokesperson, as the results from the Iowa caucuses continue to be unknown. Democrats have turned into complete chaos. Nobody seems to know what's going on in the Iowa caucuses. We'll keep an eye on that. But first, keep your eye on Iraqsoar. Keep your eye on Iraqsoar. It's time to light up the night with $1,000 off the 2019 Iraqsoar, plus a 40-inch LED bar with no extra charge. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it's 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. I mean, this thing is just cool. Make sure you look at it. Work smarter, play harder, and stay out later. See your Iraqsoar dieler today or visit RoxorOffroad.com for complete details. Iraqsoar, a great partner of the Steve Gerber Show. Great partner for you at the farm, out on the trails, or just out having fun. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.